Today, Kwarinam, November 21st. It is Sun 2 by our Vedic calendar. Tea plants arrived from Oahu. Over 80 varieties, bringing our collection up to one of the world's best. A tea plant is very sacred, or used to be anyway, to the Hawaiian people. One of them is called Yogi, after Yogi Yogananda. It didn't have a name, so when they went shopping for it, the gentleman who sold it named it Yogi and put a tag on it. Well, today, Madhavasis, these are monks under vows, moved into different schools to learn accounting and how we perform our budgets controls as we are on a cash basis. Also, 12 wonderful, beautiful pieces of art arrived from Chennai in Tamil Nadu, South India, for merging with Shiva. 8 more to arrive, and then the book is finished. But it's going very well at Book Crafters, and is scheduled to be printed January 15th. Today we have some questions. One from Singapore. Greetings to Singapore and all the devotees there in our cyberspace congregation. This is on money lending. What are the karmic implications of money lending? Well, they are very bad if it's illegal money lending, because that's bad money, and bad money won't do anybody any good. You can't do a good deed or do good for yourself or your family with bad money. However, if it's legal and the interest laws are compatible with other countries as well as within the country itself, then it is good money, of course, as long as you pay it back. Narayana Menon, who just moved from New Zealand to Sydney, Australia, is wondering about hospitality among Hindus. He mentions that other religions reach out to a newcomer in the country, but perhaps we Hindus are a little neglectful. Well, Hindus all over the world are rather clannish, and we've been working with this for a number of years. I traveled all through Germany and Switzerland and Denmark and England, encouraging everyone to open their hearts and open their doors to take in, at that time it was refugees from Sri Lanka, but take in newcomers. We're always talking about that to temples in the United States. When a white person comes in, open your heart and mind. Don't ignore that person. Because white people can become Hindus too. And that's big news to some people. Some people think you have to be born in India only to be a Hindu. Not true. Not true by any means. So Narayana, you can set an example by merging into the community, welcomed or not. Once they get to know you, they will love you. If there is a problem, and no red carpet has been rolled out to receive you. Dalvala Shamuga had a question about alcohol and drugs. Yes, it is true. Alcohol is just as bad as drugs. However, it is legal. And what we were speaking about is the legality, the dividing line between what is legal and what is not legal, and the consequences of incarceration. Children need to listen to their parents, and the parents need, as Dhavala has said, a good example for the children in all kinds of mind-altering or stimulating substances. I would say, including coffee. Someone else asked about, is it okay for a Hindu to go to a Christian church if there is no Hindu temple close to where they live? Well, no good Hindu would go to a Christian church, because all religions are not the same, but all religions are good in their own way. Christians go to Christian churches, Hindus go to Hindu temples, Muslims go to their mosques, the Jewish people go to their synagogues, and that's the way it is. Well, I'm looking out into cyberspace and I can see you. all of your smiling faces, and oh, so many races out there. Our cyberspace congregation is increasing daily. A special aloha and welcome to our beautiful ashram here on Kauai, to Valerie, who Charipala Swami met in the Los Angeles airport, and we welcome you and look forward to seeing you very, very soon. We have a little counter on our computer which tells us how many each day come in from the many, many countries that it lists. It's amazing how we are reaching out to hearts and minds all over the world at Darshan time here at our cyberspace ashram. We love each and every one of you. Our love is flowing out from the beautiful garden island of Kauai. Well, we'll be seeing you, and we will be blessing you and loving you tomorrow when you come to Cyberspace Ashram. Om Namah Shivaya.